This is Marvin R. Bain. I'm interviewing Mrs. Viola W. McKinney on the 31st of July, 1973.
McKinney came to Bishop on one of the excursions, land excursions that F.C. Bishop was having at that time. And he liked it so well that he came back and located there. Later on in 1915, we were married, and came to Bishop. We were married in Austin, Texas. And the morning we arrived in Bishop, Texas, the sidewalks were covered with ice, and there were no taxis on hand. So we had to walk to the place where we were going to live, which was in the home of Mr. and Ms. W.E. Foster. Then we were not set up by housekeeping, so we took our meals with Mr. and Mrs. L.B. Hubbard, who were early residents of Bishop, but are not there anymore. Going to the depot on Sunday afternoons was one of the main sports for the young people. They came and went down to watch the train come in and see who got off and who got on. Schools. There was one school at the time, and later on, 3 or 4 years later on, I taught for half of the term there.
How many teachers were involved in our school?
My husband was always interested in farming, but he was not engaged at that time. He had worked for Flynn Grocery Company, and then at the time we married, he was working for Moore Dry Goods Company.
Those were in Bishop?
In Bishop, yes. And later on, about 19 and 20, he went in business for himself and experienced a very fine business for a number of years. His mistake was, though, that he went in on a credit basis. Farming was a big big part of life around Bishop at that time. In the fall, when the Negroes came in to pick cotton, it was Saturday afternoon, it was just like a circus almost.
Was he in the dry goods business? Or?
No,
grocery business.
There was not a great deal of social life there at that time. Of course, church was one of our main interests. And I belonged to the Methodist Church, and of course identified with it and was one of the charter members of the Women's Missionary Society at that time.
What were their functions?
Well, they were an organization of the church. Women do missionary type things abroad, out of town, also in town, and study the Bible and so on like that. In 1919, our daughter was born, Eleanor, and she going to tell you something about her.
Sure.
She finished high school then. Bishop School was right across the street from our home at that time. And then when she finished high school, she graduated from A&I College, which it was called at that time. And she is now in the administrative part of the Corpus Christi School District. She is Mrs. Blaze Montana. She and her husband have just recently returned from Europe for a short vacation. What's this?
No, that's not. How many churches were there originally in Bishop?
Well, I think at that time, I think there were only two, or maybe three, the Methodist, Baptist, and the Catholic.
Methodist, Baptist, and
Catholic. Going back played a very important part in Bishop for a while. It wasn't just a volunteer situation, but people were trying to be forced into it. They tried to force my husband into going into it. And he was told that if he didn't join, that they were coming to the house to get him. And he told him, well, all right, if they came to his house, it was a shotgun right at the front door. And that it would be used if they tried to force it any further.
Do you know how many, what the membership was at that time?
No, I don't. They had a good size membership.
How did they function? Did they meet every so often?
Yes, met out in the pasture somewhere.
Met out in the pasture?
Has anybody told you somewhere earlier?
No.
Well, they got better now.
Okay.
At that time, in relationship to ethnic groups, of course, the Negro and the Mexican were quite apart from the Anglos, and we did not have many Negroes that came in the fall, as I said before, to pick cotton. But we had a few there who were connected with the railroad that was a better class of Negroes.
What were their functions with the railroad?
Brakemen and things like that. So. Of course, F.C. Bishop played a very prominent part in the life of Bishop to begin with. The hotel was one of the super places to go and eat Sunday meals. He was not, they lived there for quite a while. The home has been raised. Mrs. Bishop was a very, very lovely person. Of course, we didn't see too much of him because he was always away on some kind of project.
Did he, I don't know if you want to get into this or not, but it's been said that he had I believe, two other wives. Do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, when he died, I believe they said he died in 1914.
He had one other wife. He was later on, he and Mrs. Bishop were separated, and he thought he was marrying a woman with money, but it turned out that she was marrying him, thinking he had money.
Well, this is a big fiasco. Did they live in after he married the
Bishop? No. And prior to this, they moved to San Antonio, and Mrs. Bishop lived at the St. Anthony Hotel for a long time.
The first Mrs. Bishop.
And they had two daughters, but I don't remember their names right now.
And they went to
camp? They both married now, and my spring was on his way.
Well, did he live in Bishop before his death, or did he go to Bishop pretty well?
No, not for a long, long time. My husband did not take part in World War II. He had his card, draft card. It would have come up. He would have come up next. But the situation changed, of course. And the depression, I don't hate to think about that. Hurt us so badly. We were in our grocery business at that time, carrying heavy credit from different people, and it really did damage us financially, but we were able to come back later on. So, is there something else that you'd like to?
Yes, we can just go back and cover some of these other areas if you'd like. First of all, is there any stories that do you remember anything of importance that happened in Bishop, to some of the social stories, or bring the church meetings?
Well, there was one club, Women's History Club, was the outstanding organization for the women at that time, more or less a kind of social affair and study on the side. And I joined that, I think, about 1915 when I first came. Ms. Etsy Bishop and Ms. Bert Kinder and Ms. Ellie Appleby were the three main leaders at that time in social activity. Later on, Mrs. Jones and her sister Mrs. Wilson were quite active, especially in the musical part of life. And they're both deceased now.
What did you study? Was it the history of Bishop, or?
No, just The fact is, it's been so long now, I kind of forgot. There were some books that we followed that was outlined by some organization, you know.
I see.
That's a part of one of the bases,
From this, the church functions, can you give us any information about those? Did you get together after church, like on Sunday afternoons or Sunday nights? Whole functions or suppers or anything?
Well, we had Sunday night service at that time, which we don't have anymore, very many churches. And, of course, part of the church services was our Sunday school in the mornings, and that was very important. There were two classes, one for the men, one for the women. They were like not fixed classes. I don't believe I can recall the names of them right now. And we usually had social functions connected with them.
And the young people who when they
close
to the church,
yes, they had their organization. What's the name of that? Effort League. The young people's name connection with the church, other than the church services, was through the Effort League, and it would meet Sunday afternoons.
They have functions,
yes. And of course, you know, later on, after my daughter. And my wife, and she grew up to be 8 or 10 years old. She was in some organization connected with the church. She, my little girl, used to be, they were real cute blonde girls, and they would have them sing on Sunday morning, especially at Easter time.
just recollect any outstanding events in your husband's business life or in the early city? Some events that took place. What part did the trains play other than just coming through the city? Did you ever go on any of the excursions, trips?
Oh, yes, after the hurricane in 1918, a number of us got together and went over to Corpus Christi to see the damages. And the U.S.S. Hotel, which was quite a gathering place in Corpus Christi at that time, was just almost a wreck. It was certainly the first floor. The water had stood 10 or 12 feet in the building.
Well, yes,
it was quite an experience. The water to my house was, it must have been at least 3 feet above the land, and the water came up to the front, top of the front steps. And it was quite an experience. And earlier than that, we had another hurricane. And we left our homes to go to the Bishop Hotel. We felt like it would be safer than any other place. And Mr. and Mrs. Drury lived next door to us, so they and their little boy and husband and I started out. And Mr. Drury carried a bedroll because we knew we'd have to be there all night. And on the way to the hotel, Mrs. Drury hollered, "Oh, something hit me on the head, something hit me on the head." And I said, "Well, that doesn't make a difference. Just kind of keep going." And as we tried to cross the street between the hotel and an apartment house there, the wind just whipped Mr. Drury right around behind us. And if it hadn't been for two nigger porters, it would have been over completely. And that night was quite an experience all night long. Well, only once in a while you hear the top porch roof just come up and down, you know. And then the next morning, they discovered that a big 2x4 came through one of the bedrooms, through the wall, and angled down through the floor. And Department of Finance is a big one.
Well, how much damage do you have any idea?
I don't know, just.
How many of your homes damaged?
Nothing more on damage from water and maybe windows, but I don't think for too many rooms and things like that, but especially hurt.
Is there anybody hurt in Frankston?
No, I don't think there were any people that are hurt. I imagine there might be little stores, if I could just think of them.
How many businesses were there? Do you have any idea to begin with?
Well, it was more Brad Woods and it was Lynn's and then it was the Bishop Grove Company. W. Harden later was proud of it. He was a West Texas ranch boy and he and his wife were married and they came to Bishop.
Is it true that Bishop had another name before Mr. Bishop named it Bishop?
Something
that you're not familiar with.
It seems to me logical, but I can't remember what it was. Have you heard?
I can't pronounce it. It was a Spanish name, I believe. I just heard it on another tape and I can't remember.
No, I couldn't say either. But
since
you missed it, I think
you did that. And did you meet your husband in Bishop?
No, I met him near Austin.
Near Austin. And you were married in
Austin. We were married in Austin.
And he had come down on an excursion.
After we met kids.
Do you have any information on Mother Lane?
I just remember that she was there and that people did come from far and near to see her. And so as well as I remember, it seemed like it was on the weekends that she came.
What did she do specifically?
I just don't remember. I think she would tell what was going to happen in the future and things like that.
See.
I don't think she did hear it, would you? I think she did hear it. You know, I've said both these things in so long. later on, I'd say in the 30s and like that, there were a group of us that had a bridge club there. And the preachers were very much opposed to people playing bridge. We were told they had a stooge set aside to spy on us to let alone when we played bridge. So, of course, that seems very ludicrous now.
What about, I've heard that dancing wasn't were you allowed to dance?
Oh, no, it was private dancing.
The young people too.
Yeah, young people too. Yes, I'd say that's relative to this. Well, time passes so, but that lasted for a long time. I know since I've been in Kingsville, that's 17 years, that they've even allowed them to dance in the recreation hall in churches.
Let's go ahead.
Their father was one of the early settlers there, and he too was a merchant. His hand farmer. And later on, my husband engaged in farming too. And one of his dreams was to get oil on his land, which he didn't realize that would take place later on.
He had fish.
My husband was a mason. He was a worshipful master of the AF&AM. Organization there, Bishop, and he too went the York route and was a swine also. He's a very active in church. He just did and that's his church.
Was that a big organization, Bishop? Or?
Yes, it was quite outstanding at that time. And they were very strict on their membership, too. Which I don't seem to be so much so now. That is my observation. he had an aunt who had been a mother to him, who lived to be 84 years of age. She spent quite a bit of time with us in Oxford, in California, and everybody knew her as Aunt Nellie. And she was a fine, fine person.
How big of a farm did he have?
420 acres.
420 acres, is that okay? That's
the west of
Bishop. It must have been really, took quite a bit of time to do that and his business too.
Well, yes. Of course, he rented on half and half basis for quite a while and then he just rented out entirely and then on the third and fourth because he couldn't get booked for places all the time. But he did like farming. Thank you very much. Cotton and grain. Cotton then is king, you know, but later on conditions were way over where it hasn't been a pretty proposition that grain is now, especially on the west side of Bishop River. And we were all together for grain this year.
You still have acreage there?
And we cannot grow cotton on the town of the field from the 70s. I'm not in that.
Really? It's a real situation. That every farmer has that problem around the area, I would imagine, from selling these. Mm-hmm. From the fumes that are...
That's right. We've tried to work through Ms. Fanfall and get some help on it, but they claim they're working on it, but when anything definite will happen, I don't know any results from it.
Could they put some sort of filtering process or something?
Well, they have those open tanks, evaporating tanks.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And that's what the fumes destroy the cotton?
That's right. Just defoliate it at times. And the odor is very... Have you ever been in out in that area?
Just drove by. Yeah.
Well, you smell the odor, though. Well, west of town is where it's a matter during the summertime. You see, we have this prevailing southeast wind, and it just spreads it out all across that area. It's very damaging. I'm sure it's damaging to the grain to a certain extent, if we just knew to what extent, but not like it is to cotton.
Has Selenese tried to implement any changes, or they just continue?
Well, they claim they're working on it, but as I say, we haven't had any definite results from anything yet. I don't know enough about it really to say much about it, but they said they were developing some kind of a but I have talked to the superintendent on the plant. I ended up our conversation by saying that they wouldn't do anything if I hadn't to.
It's been quite a loss to the area.
Mm-hmm.
When did some of these come in?
I couldn't go inside the neighborhood.
Do many people live in Bishop?
The population of Bishop has increased quite a bit. But my husband was retiring about the time he didn't sell me his business amount or anything. He retired on account of his health.
When he retired, did he sell his business or somebody else?
He sold his business. We still retain the building. I do still have the building. It's been a very good investment, regardless of how Bishop is a business town has gone down. Of course, cars have come into that. People will be in there to trade. And downtown. Now there's not any grocery store except one of these drive-ins. And then it's retail food.
Since the car came in, people,
mm-hmm.
where they usually travel, in Kingsville?
Yes, Kingsville. And of course, some to Carcass, but more so to Kingsville, because when I go down there to Kroger sometimes, it's just like this to be strong post.
See all your friends?
See a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, it's somewhere to go, too, as well as maybe saving. But sometimes I wonder if they save too much. There's one very active grocery store now, but it's farther north. It's not down in the downtown area like it used to be. Good business, German.
Back to the farm that your husband made again. Did he bring in people to work to pick the cotton?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he'd contract the head with people to come. And they would pick that for him, and then if they got food for him, then they'd go to someone else, you see. As long as there's half the cotton was in there.
They'd come in from another city or town or whatever.
And my husband also had a farm up in Caldwell County. He used to go back and forth to see about it. He had a legal land living on there.
The pickers wouldn't live in Bishop then, I wonder. Just wasn't profitable because they had to travel with the crops on
it? That's it. And you see, they could come down there and pick cotton, say for instance around Austin, all the crops would be ready to pick then up there, and they could come to Bishop. And then that's been time to go back to Austin, around Dallas and all, pick up there. And not that the neighbor women would quit their jobs and go on vacation, they'd call cotton picking a vacation.
Profitable vacation.
I wish I could think of some funny little things about Mr. Jones, J.A. Jones. They called him Jiggs Jones, and he's always full of life and pep. And they lived in that F.C. Bishop residence after the bishops moved away from Bishop, he said. And she was the choir director there. You know. I don't remember any definite story, but he was always full of fun.
Is there anything else?
I don't know if I had a question. But we thought we rented for quite a while, and then we bought a place and moved it to its present location on Fifth Street and remodeled it. And we lived there until my husband's death, and I still retain it as a rental property. And then I moved here because I was teaching in Kingsville.
Oh. And you said you taught in Bishop for one semester?
Yeah.
Most of the early, the people that came down, they were, well, farmers, right, I would imagine.
Yes,
and they bought the land and moved them. I guess Mr. Bishop sold them the land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After my daughter finished college, I went back and finished my degrees, my master's. And then I taught 16 years, she was in Kingsville for all the time. Now that might add it to Plato School that I taught under Miss Ruby Gusterson, who was a very fine principal.
How was the early city laid out? Do you have any? I've heard that mentioned about Rat Row. Who were the individuals that lived on Rat Row?
Well, that must have been Eagleton.
Oh, I see.
It was across the railroad track.
Just across the railroad track. That's the railroad track separated.
Oh, yes. It was a really good situation of living on the wrong side of the track, you know. You'd have the big running sales on Saturdays. And I remember one thing, Miss Drury and I were real close friends. And after one of the running sales on one of the Friday Saturdays, we looked down the street and had two of the women talking. One of them had on a dress of mine, one of a dress of hers.
What type of work did the Mexican Americans usually do? In the, you said that the blacks were usually porters or so, or brakemen at the railroad.
The permanent ones were. Well, of course, there were maids too, some of the women were. Well, at that time, as well as I remember, the Mexicans did most of the farm work.
But they stayed in the area year round.
Yes, and they would live on farms, mostly out on the farms.
Did your husband have somebody living on the farm?
Yes.
And then he stayed in the city?
Yes, it was a white family. But my present relatives live on the farm. Not too many of the Anglos live on the farms anymore. It seems like they have nice homes in town and have other people on the farm. I've had the same running now 20 years.
And he works the land for
you? Yes. Uh-huh. He works on one hour basis, you know, so very important. Third, we're going before the cotton if you have a cotton. You didn't go into the government program at all this year. You took that one risk, and I think you did all right.
I would mention that. How did that work? Did you use that years ago, or just the government program?
Yes, we have been in the government program. I helped too, because that way you guaranteed a certain amount, you know, live on, and it would help the lender as well as the owner. But some people argue one way and some another about it. Of course, so far this year, nothing definite has been decided yet on the farm program. Well, we feel like in our crop this year is deal about the fertilizing land. You know, analyze, have the soil analyzed and fertilized according to the structure from the county agents, you know. And the ground by yield is very much better.
Of the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, under this government program, what would you just leave part of the land would be?
Half.
And you just farm so much up.
Mm-hmm. And then you allow so much, you know, per acre. The government will retire in the land.
Yes. How big was your husband's business?
Well, he had at one time he had a cash and a credit store, very big. He had about the biggest business in Michigan at one time. There was a German right across the street, Mr. Empkin, who had a good business too, because there was quite a sudden of German people northwest of town. More people traded at home than they do now.
Did you ever take any excursions up to San Antonio, the train excursions to shop or to Bishop, to Kingsville shop?
Well, no, I believe I did then. Later on, I've gone by car to the San Antonio shop. Not at that time. Go to Corpus to shop. That was something then.
Take a trip to Corpus?
Yeah.
How long did it usually take if you took that?
Oh, about an hour.
About an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How were the early roads in Bishop?
The roads were terrible, just terrible. From Corpus Christi to Bishop was just deep black mud. And I remember one time coming home and dropping the rain over there, and I was in my car and I went off into the ditch. That might be a very deep ditch, but we had a time getting out. And there was so much of the countryside there in trees and the steeps, you know, for miles and miles. And now you don't see the steeps catch one way.
Because of the farmers, so
it's
promised.
And at that time we had lovely blue bonnets along the railway, you know. But now they burn off the weeds and they're destroyed all. And back on the place there, the blue bonnets now are out in the pastures away from the highway. One doesn't get to see the beauty of them like we used to. The part of the state seems that they're still. They're preserving it. I guess they're waiting for the railroads all up there and brand new and up in that
area. That's very true. What did your husband do? Did he take his crops, or did the railroad, did he have to take them to the railroad, and they were?
Shipped, uh-huh.
Shipped, yes. Uh-huh.
There were buyers that came in. You know,
into Bishop?
Into Bishop during the season. And they would buy the grain and cotton. My husband was a cotton buyer for a while.
How did the gin work into that? Did he take it to the gin, or the gin picked it up?
No, each farmer, each person took their own cotton to the gin, and then the cotton was sold, and then the cotton seed was sold separately.
They would package it or something and ship
bale
it.
Bale it and then it would
ship down.
Sometimes the farmers would hold it for a better price. Sometimes they didn't get a better price, but it was their risk, of course. Sometimes they did pay off. If you see a little bug,
I noticed.
I've got a few little balls that I'm trying to get rid of.
There's one really around there. Then back to the roads again. They were, I guess, in the town area itself. Did you have paved roads very soon after the city was started?
Yes, pretty soon after. Yes, I don't remember the roads, the streets being too bad. The main, you know, main street.
Did they lay outside? That wasn't the
yes. Yes. The sidewalk. I remember when we came in that morning, we stayed on the sidewalk all the way. The place we were going to leave.
I don't know. People have mentioned about the Bishop Hotel. Was that the first building that Mr. Bishop built?
Yeah. And that's where you would wind down this prospect.
Was that the reason for the
hotel? I made a check. Another contributor is your friends were root rotting around, which destroys cotton from Bedstown. And we happen to be in an area where that is taking place. And so that's another reason that we switched to grain. I noticed lately in the papers where they came now, they have some kind of invention that will do away with that. I hope that's true.
Does it bother the grain?
No, it doesn't bother the grain. However, we have found recently some little spots in the pocket, like salt coming to the top of the soil. That's showing up, you know, the disadvantage of the grain. But we hope that'll be taken care of by the railroad commission. It seems that they are working on it. Probably due to putting the salt water from some of the producing wells back into the ground and hold that used to produce. I think it's gotten too close to the surface. Anyway. middle. Nobody.
Well, that's...
The government has did a nice thing for the farmers. Like the last hurricane where the land was damaged by the high water and all, they helped to reclaim it.
When was the last hurricane?
Okay. Well, it's 4 or 5 years ago.
They did what now?
They came back and put the topsoil back that had been washed away. And